Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. I think I'm more awake than you, so let me go ahead and do this for you.
Okay, good.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, 6:07 already, so we figured we'd start talking to you.
Yeah.
Monday, starting off the week right.
Yep.
Or wrong. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're asleep.
Uh-huh.
So, got lots of stuff planned today.
Yep.
And it's Celeste's birthday, so it's going to be fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to sleep, but I brought food, so you don't have to enjoy that if you don't want to. You can go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you asleep already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could you imagine if I was really just...
Oh, my gosh.
I kind of felt like I was going to go back to sleep.
Yeah? You were, like, contemplating it?
I was.
In your mind?
I was thinking about it, but I can't. It's time to get going. It's time to wake up.
It's time. It is time. Lion King.
Oh. What part was that?
When he was like...
Was it when it was time?
Yeah. When, what's his face? Rafiki was like, dude, you best be
monkey.
King. Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, and I see myself in the water.
But wait, I think it's my dad. No, it's just me.
That was that part, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It is time. And he's going through the crazy jungle part.
Sure.
Like, you haven't seen that movie 200 times.
I have. I just don't remember it right now. It's early in the morning.
What is your problem?
It is Monday. I'm still sick.
I know.
It's awful.
I thought it was allergies.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah, I think it is.
No.
No, allergies don't last as long. I think it's a sinus infection.
Oh, you're gross.
I'm being serious.
Awesome. Glad I'm always standing like 2 feet next to you.
I don't think those are contagious.
I think they could
be. You should probably Google it, because it could be.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think my mom always told me to stay away from people if they were sneezing and coughing.
Okay, then stay away from me today. But leave, because we got a show to do.
We have a show, and we have things to talk about.
Yeah.
So we should probably get to that, and then hope the next 4 hours I don't catch something disgusting.
I feel bad, because I'm going to be infecting everyone today. We have some guests coming in from Silver City to hang out during the morning show this morning.
Uh-huh.
Just observe things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was not the morning for them, because they're about to get real sick.
Cover to Cover coming up at 9 o'clock, which we do every single week. And, we play an album cover to cover, front to back, in its entirety. You could tell us what you want to hear. Static.
It's Matt from Albuquerque.
Hey, Matthew. Buddy.
How you doing, Steve-O and Mitch?
Hey, totally sick.
I'm still good, so don't worry.
Hey, Steve-O, I heard I was trying to call into shock therapy last night, and every time I called, I got the busy signal.
It's because last night was a best of.
No wonder. So, hey, how's your wife doing and kids?
Yeah, you know, family's good, wife, kids. What about yours?
Oh, my sister's doing good.
It's good, man.
My dad. My dad's going to be heading out to work in a few minutes.
Oh, good.
Right.
Yeah, he works in Rio Rancho at Tri-State.
Nice
electrical co-op.
Okay.
So, you guys ready for the SoPo open in a few minutes? Or later?
Later, definitely not a few minutes. I wish it was a few minutes.
I know. And you guys sound like you guys need the SoPo.
Yeah, definitely need some of that.
What does that mean, Matthew, from Albuquerque?
Solomon's Porch. I heard you guys one morning saying that last year, so... Can I get a song request this morning?
Of course you can, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, Steve, that's some more emblems from my best friend, Sean Siegler.
All right.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Thank
you,
Matthew.
Mitch. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Of course we will. Of course we will. Every day.
All day or a day.
Dexter says he thinks I might be a hypochondriac.
You know what?
Newsflash,
I think it's probably true.
What?
I think it's probably true.
How is that possible?
Well, I know that you're like coughing and sneezing, but like your world is in shambles because you're coughing and sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I should go get you some sugar pills.
Oh, wow.
I will tell you something else, that there's something else, and you will be perfectly fine.
That's not true.
I think it is.
It's not true. I have an illness, Mitch.
What is it?
It's bad.
It's real bad.
It's real bad. I was I was Googling stuff on the WebMD.
Dude, you are so dying of cancer.
You know the sad thing? I did used to do that a lot. Like, oh, my throat is right here. Just, and then WebMD, and it's always like something terminal. And I'm like, oh, no, that's bad. Oh, well.
Like,
I guess I better get better.
The swelling of the lymph nodes means, oh, my gosh. It's like your part of your neck has to be removed, and they have to replace it with, like, steel or titanium plates or something.
Or I was remodeling the house and dust mites everywhere and you got trapped in my nostrils, and so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be okay.
Not only do you have dust mites, but you also probably have, like, a tapeworm, which is, like, the...
Why are you doing this to me? I'm kind of thinking I'm okay. And then you say stuff like that, and then I don't feel okay.
Have you, like, been losing a lot of weight lately? If you're losing weight... That means you probably have a tapeworm.
No!
And they can get up to like 3 feet in your body.
Oh, that's not bad.
And they just continue eating.
That's not bad. I was on WebMD a few weeks ago. Turns out I have a dragon already in there. So maybe he'll just eat the tapeworm. It's true.
No.
Because my stomach was kind of crampy, and I checked it out and checked the symptoms on WebMD.
Dragon.
Dragon in my stomach. Yeah.
Man.
Worked his way from my intestines into my stomach. I know, it's crazy.
Were you eating dragon eggs?
There's nothing I could really do. No, but it turns out what happens is I'm lactose intolerant, and so if I eat cereal, I get this like weird pain, but specifically Captain Crunch. And so they said because of the film on Captain Crunch milk, that it grows little baby dragons.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is it Albie?
No.
The dragon?
Not Albie.
Not Albie?
No. See, I'm getting good doctor questions from Dexter right now.
Okay.
Has anyone ever caught what I have at work? Ever?
No.
I don't think so.
Never.
Never.
None of us have ever had this. You brought this into the station.
And no one's... But I mean, ever. Anytime I've ever been sick, has anybody else ever walked away sick? Yes!
Yes.
Yes.
Once.
More than once? Come on.
But
I've been actually
sick
more than
once. I think that was a cold.
Okay.
And so what you have now, brand new to the world.
Here's the deal, bro. My wife works in childcare. And so there's about 150 grubby little kids that she works with every day.
Yeah, but she didn't bring this home.
Well, she could have.
She didn't.
She could have. You don't know.
Do your kids have it?
Actually, Jack had a fever yesterday. Yes!
Have you had a fever?
Whoa! Jack had a fever yesterday.
Why are you cheering?
Yeah!
Anyone tuning in? Yes, he is cheering because his child has a fever.
It's true. We both had to take medication. We were all sick on the couch together yesterday because we had fevers. Ha ha ha!
I think that's something completely different.
Yes, I got my kid sick, so it's real. Whoa! Yeah, kid sickness. First day of school.
So
I was so stoked.
I'm
just kidding. Yep.
With that.
Some MXPX, Far Away is where everybody should be for me. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
6:25.
That's right. Monday morning. And, yeah. We are a week away from vacation.
Woo! Well, you know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah?
I'm excited.
Yeah, going to Colorado.
Yeah, so am I.
I love it. We keep telling everybody because I'm going to Denver with Chrissy.
Yes.
And you're going to Durango with Kelly.
Yes.
Your hubby.
Yes.
But it's funny when people ask, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're going to Colorado. Yeah. Yeah,
and they literally just stared at us.
Taking a few days off, going to Colorado. Yeah, totally normal. Oh, yeah, because me and my wife are going to Denver, and her husband are going to Durango.
Okay.
What were you thinking, weirdo? Gosh.
It's really funny the looks we've gotten so far.
I'm going to see Mumford.
Oh, it's going to be
Can I mention how mine's going to be way cooler than yours?
What
are you guys doing?
We're going to be, well, first my mom lives in Durango.
Okay.
So we're saying, hey, mom.
Hi. Yeah.
And then we're just going to probably, we have a tent, so we want to go camping.
Nice. Have you noticed the weather's turning a little?
In Durango?
I don't know. I thought when it rained everywhere. Is that not true? It covers the whole earth. That's what I thought. That's the way I was raised.
Wow. I can't believe it's raining here and in Alaska.
Yeah.
No.
The same time. That's what happens.
Good try. No.
No?
But if it does rain, it's not like I'm against getting a room as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'm excited.
Are you a camper?
Yes, I love camping.
Like tent?
Well, yeah, like tent. Nothing more than that, though. Like, I've never
You guys have, like, air mattresses in the tent?
No.
Or, oh, okay.
No.
You laugh, but that's how my family camps, basically.
No, we don't have air mattresses.
They go camping, but it's almost like just... What is that called that Bieber does?
Glamping.
Glamping. It's almost like
glamour.
Glamping. Yeah, glamour camping.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, but they're seriously, huge tents with like air mattresses, and then you're sleeping bag on an air mattress.
No, my mom's like, do you guys have sleeping bags? I was like, we have a lot of blankets,
yeah.
So we don't even have sleeping bags.
You need at least sleeping bags,
No, we have a lot of blankets.
I don't know that's... Okay.
That's going to work just fine.
All right.
So...
I'm just saying.
We have a tent.
Okay.
We're not sure what condition it's in.
Oh, see, you gotta do like the setup before you go on any camping trip.
No, last time my husband and I went camping, it was our first time camping, so this will be our second time. We brought food, but we didn't bring anything to cook it in.
Oh, good.
And so we're like, what do we do with these bratwursts? So we went out and found sticks, sharpened them, like kind of.
That is awesome.
That's what we did for the bratwurst.
It's like the Hunger Games.
Over the fire. And then we had a can of beans, and we're like, well, we didn't bring anything to cook it in, so we just threw it in the fire.
Like the can of beans?
The whole can of beans, we just threw it in the fire, and when it was done, we got two sticks and got it out of the fire, and it had a little pop top. I was smart enough to get a pop top.
I'm like, how did you open the can of beans?
I was smart enough to get a pop top, and so I got the top off, and we ended up turning the pop top into a spoon and eating off of that.
Wow.
There was a river right there, so I was able to clean it off. Wow. Off of the fire, off of it. So.
You guys are awesome.
Well, that was our first time, and it was only like a really long day trip camping.
Okay.
And so that was our first experience. I'm like, well, we'll think this out more next time.
If we had gotten up there like as a family and with Jack and Luke and Chrissy and realized all of those things, I'm pretty sure I would have just packed up the car again and been like, well, that sucks, and gone back home.
Well.
Because seriously, that's
crazy.
That was
a long drive. No.
I don't care. I'd rather deal with the long drive of hungry kids than dealing with kids all night at a campground like, but I'm so hungry. Stop it. We're going to put these on sticks.
Drink your can of beans.
Yes, our kids would. No, there's no way.
They wouldn't do that?
No way.
I grew up camping.
Yeah.
Like, so we camped all the time. Of course, we didn't have normal camping experiences. But
see, this is what I'm telling you. My in-laws have like this monstrous camper.
Okay.
And so they'll go, but it's like a home
it's
on wheels. And so when it's time to eat, it's like, oh, let's bust out the griddle with the, you know, Coleman gas. You know,
I have to go to the bathroom. Let me go in the RV.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's never happened to me.
I made them that last time we went camping together. I still made them go in the wilderness. I'm like, no. But there's a bathroom. No.
Yeah, no.
We're going to go find trees and leaves. You think I'm joking?
Yeah, no. I've never had an RV to use.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
Oh, it looks really nice. Yeah. It looks really comfortable, but I've never had that. And
Last time, my poor son got sick. Like, ooh. In the middle of the night, see me and Jack, we're hypochondriacs together.
You really are.
Like, the middle of the night, woke up, massive fever. And thankfully, Chrissy's parents were camping with us, so I took him to the RV, and we got to, you know, take care of him in there. But it was like, yeah. So it's good, but at the same time, is it camping? Is it really camping?
No, because you can't even see the stars.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Welcome to the show, Steve-O and Mitch. I promise we'll talk about something this morning.
I don't know what you're talking about because I'm talking about something.
Oh, okay, you're doing
for
that
real.
Now. Okay, this is real life.
Yeah,
this is real life.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
I thought so.
Yeah. So we'll get to a few things. I've been reading some crazy stuff on the interwebs.
Have you?
Yeah. Do you sell stuff online?
No, I'm too afraid.
Yeah, I've been looking online at I purchase things online. Lots of things.
Okay, like, I purchase things when I go to an actual website that's selling them, not like an individual person where I have to go to their house and make sure the condition it's in.
You're not a Craigslister or an eBay or any of that
kind
of stuff?
No, I'm too afraid.
That it's going to be fake? Yeah. I've been, like, tried to be scammed multiple times on
those.
You
read the fine print, don't you?
Well, yeah. But then you'll get the phone call back like, hey, man, wow, this bicycle is only $30. I really am looking for a bike right now for Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the toy stores, it's like, come on, $200 for this Optimus Prime bike. I'm like, what is wrong with you? He's going to grow out of that in like a year.
Take those stickers off. I'll pay $30.
Yeah. So I've been trying to find like a cheaper bike for my 8-year-old. And so far, no luck, because everyone I found online has been like, oh, yeah, hey, man, I'm a missionary overseas right now in Guam. So if you could just wire the money, that I got a roommate who's going to meet you on the corner of Central and Maine. And, you know, it's like those type of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be careful when you do, if you ever decided to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've been coming across a lot lately.
I go to actual websites.
Yeah, but that's...
It's scary, too.
There's no deals at actual websites.
It could be.
You might as well just go to the store because you'd get it quicker and you don't have to pay for shipping.
That's very true.
So that's what I, you know, if I'm going to buy something like a movie or, you know...
Oh, movies, I'll just go to the store.
Yeah. I don't buy normal things online.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to pay shipping if you buy it in the store.
I had to buy some boots online, but it was a really good buy, and they fit great. Let me tell you. They're my favorite.
Okay. I'm like, are you being sarcastic?
No.
I can't tell.
No, I'm being for real here.
Okay.
This is for real.
Yeah.
And I was kind of afraid because it was a website. It was a real website, and...
Have you ever been bamboozled?
No. What is that?
Like, taken for your money online?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Never.
All right.
Why?
I'm just curious.
Have you?
No, I because I know that these stupid email or trick people, I don't think I ever have, but I've come close once the first time I tried to buy something on Craigslist. I didn't know. So I had to learn because a friend of mine did. He was taken for like a couple grand trying to buy a motorcycle. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Sorry. I live, they always live somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah, I got a buddy, and I'll ship it, but it's going to cost this much, and...
Nope.
No longer in Albuquerque. Sorry, we were moving. We just moved.
Yeah.
So we're not there anymore. I can ship it to you type things.
No. Creepy.
Yeah. Don't do that. eBay, at least, is different because there's, like, buyer policies and, like, privacy policies.
You can do PayPal, which is safe, right?
Right. Allegedly. I've still been taken on eBay and through PayPal, and you get your money back eventually, but it took like 2 months of you know, not having anything. So,
nope.
Yeah. So here's a good thing though. There's a 10 craziest things you cannot sell on eBay.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a list in front of me of the 10 craziest things you can't sell on eBay because, you know, the woman locally here in Albuquerque tried to sell her soul.
Yes.
And so I found a list of some crazy things that people have tried to sell that have not worked, and we'll talk about that coming up. Here are just a few.
All right.
Got some quiet science for you now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Artist in the Ambulance right here on Static, 642 now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hanging with you. We were talking a little bit about online shopping.
Yes.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Are you an online shopper? Do you shop online? Have you ever been hosed? Taken? Bamboozled?
There's a lot of words for this.
Snickerdoodled?
Did you make up that last one?
That's a cookie, actually. A snickerdoodle. I didn't make that up. Have you never had a snickerdoodle?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
They taste great.
Yeah. That's true. So if you were snickerdoodled, that means you had a pleasant experience.
I've been pleased, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so maybe not snickerdoodled.
Okay.
Bamboozled.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Taken? Owned?
I saw that movie. I don't want to be taken.
No, no. No, you do not.
No.
It feels about that way.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. Thousands of dollars from my friend taken.
That's awful.
Motorcycle.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
That's awful.
Is it right? So here's the good news. I found a list of 10 items you can't sell on eBay. So if you're interested in these items, at least you can't be taken online. Right?
Right.
These are really weird.
Just know that they can't sell this online.
Things that can be sold on eBay, you know, life-size Bigfoot statue. An entire village can be sold and has been sold. U2 Magnificent kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. Good morning.
What's up?
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Kicking it with you. Talking a little bit about online shopping and sometimes the scariness that goes along with it. Like being bamboozled.
Yeah. Or just screwed over.
Yeah. Taken. Ripped off. Posed.
Bubblegummed?
Yeah.
Bubblegum
was like a good thing.
No, not when you step on it.
Ooh, or it gets like, you pop a bubble and it's like on your face or on your
hair. Or like when you're chewing it for too long and it like starts disintegrating
yeah.
in your mouth.
Ugh. Yeah. or your jaw just starts like hurting because you've chewed it for way too long.
Let's just agree that bubble gum is not good.
Being bubble gum is not good. I agree with you now. Oh, so eBay starting some new policies, and because of that, there's a lot of items actually that you can't sell on eBay. Number one, partially used cosmetics.
Yeah,
talked about that. Prison uniforms, eyeglasses, cave artifacts from federal land.
That's really funny.
Magic potions.
Can you sell like sand from like your backyard? Oh, yeah, you can. You can.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
Dude, you could buy a whole island if you want it on eBay.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah. If you had that much money, that's just.
How much are they going for?
Outrageous. Yeah. Just a few bucks.
A few bucks.
Prayers. Can't sell your prayers.
Can you still sell them and only until like the end of the month?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. August 30th is when the new policy is implemented.
So if you're wanting to sell your prayers, you can still do that until the end of August.
Wow. Number seven, lockpicks.
Okay.
Because, you know.
They're just probably going to give you like a bobby pin. Like, go for it.
Well, lockpicks, I mean, I don't know. It's basically a long, thin piece of metal with any number of oddly shaped points on the end. So that's, they say the problem is there's really nothing that separates a typical metal lockpick from just a random piece of thin pointed metal. So they say honestly sellers could probably just label them metal pointy thingies and avoid problems.
There
but
you go.
That's what's terrible.
Metal point. There's always
loopholes. Who's going to search for metal point? Well, no, never mind.
No.
Criminals.
They would.
Replica coins.
What?
These things all seem normal to me. Like, of course you can't sell fake money.
Well, of course. Like, replica coin, okay.
Yeah.
Unless they're like, you say they're from like Costa Rica.
But here's the thing, replica paper currency? Perfectly fine.
Really?
You could buy fake paper money all day long, but you can't get change.
Oh, but.
Because that's against the rules.
But paper money has to be like a different size, right? It can't be the same size. No, if you were to photocopy right now a dollar bill.
Yeah.
It'd be completely illegal, but you have to change the size, and then it's not illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though there's like,
it looks
photocopied, but it doesn't look the same.
If you photocopy it, it's illegal.
Oh, why haven't I been doing that then? I was like just wondering how I was going to pay a bill this week. No, I'm totally covered.
You got this.
Oh, of course. Okay, number nine. This is the weirdest eBay banning I've ever heard of in my life, but number nine. If I Did It by O.J. Simpson. His book.
Oh, yeah. Really?
His book is banned.
That's funny.
It's a strange pseudo-confessionary tome by acquitted murder suspect O.J. Simpson. It almost never made it to the bookstores at all, but after rights of the book profits changed hands, as did the publisher, it made it off the printing press into readers' hands. However, eBay has placed the book under the umbrella of items related to violent felons and therefore cannot be sold on its site, making it the first book to receive such a ban from eBay.
So it's like a, if I did it, this is how I would have done it type book? That's creepy.
I didn't read it.
That's creepy.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Speaking of creepy, number 10, banned things from eBay, psychic readings, which is stupid.
Bummer.
Yeah. Psychic readings.
But you know what you can do? Just put your phone number on there. And then they can call.
No!
Which is what happens all the time.
For a psychic reading? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Call me. What was her name?
Oh, Cleo!
Cleo.
That was so long ago. She's still around?
I hope so.
Really?
I hope not.
Yeah, I always forgot about those like 2 a.m. infomercials.
Call me. Miss Cleo will give you the truth.
Oh, man. It was so bad.
I'm like, that is a fake accent.
Yeah. But the psychic readings were real.
Oh, totally. Yeah, no.
So the question is, have you ever been, you know, are you an online shopper? Have you ever been taken? It's happened. It happens. It's the worst. I know we got a comment on Facebook.
Yeah, have you ever? Never? You answered this previously.
Yeah.
You almost did.
Yeah, just the magazines, I think. The only time I've ever really been, quote unquote, taken for money.
I don't know if this is really anything. Dan says bamboozled. It's a great word, so
Thank you. Good job on that one.
He says, I once bought a webcam online and never received it. Mostly, I stay with the well-known outlets or ones that are advertising on a well-known, trustworthy site. No guarantees in life, though, especially when it comes to those who want to separate you from money.
Yeah, dude.
Right?
For real. So you always got to be careful with your bling because you never know.
This is making me happier that I did get my boots.
Yeah. I'm not really big on online shopping unless, like he said, it's like from a retailer that I know because And then I would just rather go to the store and not pay shipping. I don't understand that.
Right.
So
if there's one here.
Yeah. If you're doing stuff online and you get somebody on Craigslist who tells you that I just moved out of state and you have to wire me the money, don't do it.
Yeah.
Lies.
And don't buy love potions.
Don't buy love potions. They don't work.
They're just Sprite.
Right. Project 86 has a brand new record releasing tomorrow, and I may or may not have it in studio already.
Ooh.
I'm so excited to listen to this. Andrew Schwab on the show tomorrow morning right now. Latest from P86. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Road closed due to broken water main on Harper at McKinney, as well as more road construction. The right lane is closed on Osuna at Jefferson. Let's see. There's also closed due to road construction at 2nd and Atlantic, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And if you order breakfast from them, you won't get bamboozled.
Exactly.
Know what I'm saying?
Or bubble gummed.
Bubble gummed. Are we going with that as a new a new phrase?
Gumballed.
Bubble gummed?
Bubble gummed. I don't know.
It just sounds weird.
Whatevs.
Solomon's Porch, Michael here.
Michael!
People, simultaneous hello, salutations.
How are you?
Dude, I'm doing good. How are you?
Why does it feel like it's been forever since we've seen you?
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour.
Already?
Yeah.
Dang.
Steve-O and Mitch.
That's me and you.
Talking about cell phones this morning. Well, we started off talking about buying things online. We've kind of evolved. Transitioned,
but it all flows.
Through things. It does. It all kind of flows.
And then it turns out New Mexico ranks number 2.
Yeah, in the nation.
In the nation on being the roughest on iPhones.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be crazy.
They're pretty rough. Speaking of buying things, you bought gifts for a friend who just walked in the studio. Do you want to share this with a? Will you come in here? You have to come in here.
I have a fish.
Sort of.
Sort of
have a fish.
You sort of have a fish.
You sort of have a fish.
I almost have a fish.
She almost has a fish.
Celeste,
coming in studio. It's her birthday.
And so you've done a lot of really cool things. And we want to share them with the world so that people give you credit
on
your friend's birthday.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's what it's all about, right?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
She actually lucked out. She actually lucked out because I went straight, as soon as I walked into the store, I went straight into the Justin Bieber birthday cards.
Oh, goodness.
No, and I was I didn't get one for my birthday, so I feel like I need to live vicariously through her.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't buy you one because I was like, she'll hate
me. Dude, you went all out. Does anybody know what's all over the place where I work right now? I can't call it my office because everyone works in there, but...
Fish.
There's a bunch of paper fish everywhere.
Yeah.
They look like little Jesus fish.
I'm a Christian, and then I saw the fish ball. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're like, what are all these breast cancer awareness ribbons?
I had to tip them the right way where they look like they're swimming, because if they went the other way, then they look like the breast cancer ribbons.
Yeah.
Why are you amazing? You went all out. Do you know what I got her for her birthday?
What'd you get her?
Because,
it was wonderful, actually.
Okay, I got her a big, giant bear.
Which I still have.
Maybe not giant.
It's pretty big.
That's good.
It's 2.5 feet tall.
She was bummed out this morning because she got you all kinds of stuff, but she couldn't afford to get you the big, huge banner that she wanted to get you, so she used a Star Wars one.
She was like,
is that okay? And I'm like, that's totally okay. You're putting up a banner, and remembering her birthday.
Seriously.
That's acceptable.
Oh, my goodness.
See? Told you.
You're a crazy woman.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. So we have to go pick out your fish either today you have to pick out your fish.
You know what you should get, because they're really easy to maintain?
Huh?
Snails.
I hate snails.
But it would be really appropriate because in your fish
anything.
Bowl.
Yes, they do.
The snail would be really appropriate. We name him Gary because in the fish bowl.
That's actually Luke's snail's name that he got last week. Gary.
Well, I can name my fish Gary too.
My fish is going to have 10 different names because I'm always like, oh, that's a cool name. I'm going to name a fish that. I'm going to get a fish and name it Jason. Okay, there's a story with this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my friend and I, she slept over one night. And we were like reading through Romans because it was like funny. I don't know. We
because it was funny.
No, because there was this list.
It was hilarious.
Hey, focus. Okay, so at the end of it, it's like talking about and greetings to Titius and blah 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 and all these like really majestic names, and then it's like and Jason.
Right.
And I was all, let's get a fish and name it Jason.
Yes, it's because it's biblical.
Stoked.
Yeah, are you excited?
I'm excited.
Yay. Guys.
Happy birthday. I did nothing.
I woke up to like a slew of bunch of text messages. Do you know why the sun rose today? And like, I was like, wow, I've never felt so loved before.
There you go.
Thanks. And it wasn't Facebook that reminded me.
Oh, I know.
I know.
I don't even have a Facebook. Neither does she.
You have Michelle.
I have Michelle.
You have a Michelle.
She's my Facebook. Because she tells me everybody's birthday.
That's great.
Yeah. So, Static.
Hey, this is Lance. How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey,
so when Adri worked at New Mexico Educators,
yeah,
she actually had a couple betas. Those are really easy to take care of.
Betas.
No, they're
See?
Evil. They
That's
kill
why I didn't get one.
Fish.
You just have to keep them separated.
Right.
They don't get along well with others.
I want my fish to have friends.
Yeah, no, that's a tiny little bowl. You can't get multiple fish in a little bowl.
It's okay.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Thanks for the call, Lance.
No problem.
All right, man. See, beta fish.
No, my sister had a beta.
It's a good option.
Nightmares, because then I found out it killed our other fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can only have one. One fish if you have
a beta.
Well,
that's okay. You just name them the Highlander, because there can be only one beta.
Wow, really?
Dude. Yeah, well, yeah, because, okay, Highlander's a movie. Anyone?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I actually need to watch that.
They sword fight each other and chop each other's heads off. And stuff.
I was always like, sorry.
Because there can only be one Highlander guy. No, there was a TV show called The Highlander.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another one called,
which
like,
was
McCloud
stupid.
Or something?
Yeah.
It aired, like, around the same time.
Well, no, that was the Highlander TV show.
Oh, yeah.
From the Clan McCloud.
We would drive by that street, and I'd be like, Mom, it's the TV show.
Yeah, yes. No, he was from that clan, which was dumb, because it's like, there can be only one, but there's 27 of us. And they would all, like, hang out. And they're like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we're cool with it. There's only one of us out at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. So,
I guess if you're going to get a beta, you have to name it.
Telling you to get a snail.
Dude,
I'm telling you, my boys just got snails to like help clean the tank, and they're like my favorite part of the tank.
What
now.
If? Okay, what if we get a fish?
Because they're always moving.
And then I'll get a snail too.
Yeah, okay, you can get a fish and a snail.
But can a snail be in standing water? Because that doesn't have like a pump that's like siphoning.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I work in radio.
Do you have like an aquarium?
But both of my aquariums have like the filtery thing.
Right. See, we don't have that.
But here's the thing. That's why you get a snail, because the snails eat the algae stuff. So they'll help clean the bowl. They're like those, you know, in swimming pools where they have those little things that skim along the bottom and just clean the pool at all times? That's what snails are. They're the real life God version of that.
Oh.
God, that's why God created snails.
I'll name my snail God.
To be the. I'm thinking not. I think that's bad. I'm thinking that's bad.
It was a joke. Sarcastic.
So, name them the skimmer, because that's what they're called,
skimmer.
Right? The skimmer.
But then it'll fail. Because
that's all they
all
do.
Because
they just.
Inside joke. Sorry, guys. Can we explain that to the listeners or no?
Yeah, our computer system here is called the skimmer, and it records all of our breaks that we do for the morning show. So that we can make the podcast that you produce.
Yeah.
And half the times our computer, the skimmer, is so old it breaks down.
So whenever you hear on the podcast, like Michelle and Steve-O talking, goes,
middle story.
And then it just kind of fades out mid-story. No.
It's not an artistic, it's not a way to get you to listen to the actual show. It's just because our computer failed.
Yeah, that's what we should do. We'll just turn them into like teasers. Like,
you should have listened to the shows.
You should have listened to the show.
What's funny is that we don't know if you'll be able to hear this part later.
Right, right. Oh, see, we're making magic right now. The little gems, little nuggets of life for you that'll never be replicated.
You have to be live.
You have to be live. Yeah. There it is. 505-338-3700, the phone number here. And today, Celie's birthday.
Celeste's birthday, and I was just talking about you. Because we're talking about how crazy people are with their iPhones here in New Mexico.
New Mexico is ranked second in the nation for clumsiest when it comes to iPhones.
I helped with that a little bit.
Yeah, you and my wife. I'm telling you.
I've had mine for like 8 months now. 9 months.
I'm seeing a trend because most people who are horrible with the cell phones, just saying, this is just statistics of our listeners, women.
No, you are so messed up.
Ladies.
It's my birthday.
I'm just.
You have to be nice to me on my birthday.
This is a statistical fact. survey of our listeners.
A statistical fact that you just took right now. You talked like four girls. Are you kidding me?
Out of the four, they were all women.
You know, because they all called in to talk about the phones.
Yeah. Steve-O's stats are always 9 times out of 10.
Where do you
get these 9 times out of 10 stats?
I'm saying.
I listen to the podcast.
99.9. And his number. Kidding. What's his number? Like 18? What's your number? Like 17 times.
Nine is usually the number. So like 19. Yeah.
19 times.
It has to end in 9 for some reason.
2 weeks after I got my iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay, whole thing. I was going to the airport, going to visit my family in Phoenix, because my dad lives out there, and I hadn't orchestrated my ride home yet.
Ah.
So 6 a.m. in the morning, I'm over here at Sunport, and it just like flies out of my pocket into the toilet. And I was like,
I remember that.
And I cursed really loudly. It was bad. And then I snatched it out of the toilet fast enough.
No.
I disinfected it.
Oh, gross.
But this little old lady was like over washing her hands, and I was like, sorry, the phone didn't work right, but I had my iTouch, and so I'm tweeting everybody in Phoenix. Like,
I remember this happening.
Please call my dad. Please call my dad. Tell him to pick me up on the South Curve. Like, it was amazing.
Wow,
it worked out. I was also.
Why don't you guys plan these things?
Supposed to be a surprise.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Twitter saved my life.
Okay,
but then some like strange man could have found me too, because I was all traveling. Like, I'm on the South Curve. So,
you guys need to plan better.
I'm sorry.
For life things.
I just don't like planning things like
camping.
Camping, yeah.
We're talking camping earlier. They brought food, but no way to eat it or cook it or anything.
She brought like canned food?
Yeah, well, we brought like a package of bratwursts and then a can of beans. And so we're like, oh no, we don't have any pans to cook the bratwursts over the fire. So we just got sticks and we like sharpened them and then stuck the bratwurst on the stick.
Which is camping. The stick
and that worked. What?
Did you sanitize the stick first?
How do you sanitize the stick?
You burn it a little bit and then you blow it out and like it at least gets most of the germs away.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. We just shaved it down. No. And then for the can of beans, we didn't have an actual pot for it. And so I just threw the can in the fire and heated it up that way.
True story.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a pop top.
Oh, it gets better.
So there was a pop top. No. And so we got the can out of the fire once we thought it was hot enough. We weren't sure. So
with sticks, because they couldn't hold it.
And so then we figured out how to open the pop top. And then we didn't have a spoon. And so we used the lid. We like bent it into a spoon shape.
Wow.
And then used the lid as a spoon.
That is straight up boxcar children status.
Yeah, that's like Hunger Games. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, that was amazing.
We survived.
Amazing. Good job. Good job. Yeah. That was incredible.
Yeah.
I actually got that this weekend and didn't watch it. I just realized that.
Are you kidding me?
I've never seen it. We're at the store and it was like, oh, it came out. And everybody's like, you got to see it. You got to see it. And so I was like.
So you bought it.
So I got it.
Oh, I got this.
And then last night we're like, okay, we should watch it. 2.5 hours? Are you kidding me?
A normal movie.
2.5 hours.
Resisting
I read the book.
The urge to kick over your stool right now. Why? It's a good movie.
I read the book.
I heard the movie was better than the book.
Really?
I hope so.
I hope so, because I read the first book and it's a trilogy, and I read the first book.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, and done. Okay, cool. I don't care how it ends.
It's Gary Ross.
Gary Ross? The snail from SpongeBob. It's Gary Ross from SpongeBob.
The director.
Yeah.
No, never mind. I was talking to my friend Danae, and she was like, well, like, she read the book and then watched the movie, and she's like, the movie, if you just watch the movie, it seems like it's a lot more complex and a lot more kind of like, made for like a deeper plot, but then if you read the books, it's like a teensy novel.
Thank you.
Exactly. So
that's
like,
how I felt.
Yeah. So she's like, I like the movie a lot better because it feels more.
Everybody told me I had to.
What's great about the book is you fly through it.
Oh, what's great about the book is if you're 16 years old and a girl.
No. Are you kidding?
I'm just kidding. 13. Sorry, 16-year-old girls.
That Twilight's for you.
Didn't mean to bum you out.
It's not Twilight.
Didn't mean to bum you out. So. Right on. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. 8:15-ish now.
Oh, yes.
Ready for this? All right.
Road closed due to broken water main on Harper and McKinney, as well as there is construction on Central and Tramway. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about cell phones, talking about camping.
Talking about a lot of things.
Talking about
Whatever.
This pretty much all led back to crazy cell phones and what we've done to actually break our cell phones, which I told Celeste's story this morning and how she drove all the way from, was it the west side?
From the end of Paseo where there's just like tumbleweeds.
Yeah, where I live?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
All the way to the east side.
Nice. My phone's a survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the rice does help too. I'm not even kidding. Like we were watching a movie. Okay, after Phoenix, right? Airport story dropped in the toilet. Blah blah blah. I was like, oh, okay, we'll try to save it. We'll put it in the bag of rice, and we're watching a movie in the dark, and all of a sudden it just starts like glowing, and I was like, but the flashlight was permanently on.
That would be awful. I have a friend where their flashlight is permanently on.
That is so awful. Terrible.
It was always on.
So rice
to this day.
Wow.
No, just get a new one.
505.
Doesn't hurt the battery.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Amazing.
Yeah, you know.
We got some special guests coming in studio in just a few moments. We'll get to that.
Yep.
Right now, it's the Almost. Steve-O and Mitch
in the morning. In the morning, I'm sorry.
Static radio.
Shiny Toy Guns, Waiting Alone, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, it's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, what's up?
Hanging out with you.
That was a really funny entrance.
It's all good.
Hey, what's up?
It's Monday, some people's first day of school.
Yes.
My children included.
Saw a cute picture.
Yeah, first day of school. And speaking of school, a longtime friend. Longtime friend to the show, but how long has it been? Man, 5 years since I saw you here once. But it's been some years.
Yeah, it's been a few years since you went out to Silver City.
Yeah, Pastor Joe from Silver City, New Mexico, up here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, we came out to do a field trip for the high schoolers.
Yeah, cool. So we got a few in studio. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Hi. You guys can say hi. It's totally cool. So last time, it's been some time since I've been out in Silver City. Tell us what's going on in Silver City, New Mexico right now.
Well, of course, it's. I grew up in Bernalillo. It's sort of like boring Bernalillo.
Yeah.
They used to tease us that there was a dog fight in Bernalillo last night, but Silver City's fun. There's a lot of cool. Yeah, it's
is that gelato place, so. Place still there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, sweet. Fact, we just,
that's all you know about
Bernalillo?
That's
all I remember. I'm like, well, there was a gelato place.
That's like the hangout.
What's funny is that he knows about the gelato place.
Yeah, of course, because they took us there. They took us there. We went there for a remote 5 years ago.
Dang, dude, you're old.
I am.
We just had the band Neely there this week, and we took them to gelato, and then we went shooting guns.
No way.
Very fun.
So that's what you do.
That's what we do. Shoot guns.
That's cool, man. Yeah. That's cool. So what else is going on out there?
Oh, I don't know. We have the full-time school now. We have pre-K through high school.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going really well.
Yeah.
And then we have our own radio station.
No way. When I was out there last time, you were talking about it. So
yeah, we have our own radio station.
It has come to fruition.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah, so what's the frequency? Like, what are you guys doing?
It's a low power FM station.
Okay.
And we do a lot of it's kind of formatted like the other your other station.
Okay. Yeah, like KNKT?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's we have a lot of teaching on.
Okay.
Skips on.
All right.
Skips on and a lot of all the big guns we call them.
Yeah, yeah.
And me.
And you.
And the little gun.
So totally cool, man.
Yeah, so I'm on every day. So.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. That's cool. So you guys doing that? You got the school field trip to Albuquerque because the school doesn't start till later this week. You're saying?
Yeah, it starts this week, and the kids are all doing an online school from one of the Calvaries in California.
Okay,
so we brought them out, and we're going to go to the zoo, and then we're going to go to an Isotopes game tonight.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, nice. It doesn't get rained out. Hopefully,
I know, right?
Yeah. The weather's been kind of 50 crazy. 50 cent hot dog night. So,
oh no way!
This is the night to go then, right?
Yeah. See if I can break any kind of records.
There you go. Oh man! Oh. I'm already like hurting for you.
I know. Huh?
That's how they get you to eat those, bro.
I know. Cheap food.
So that's cool. So up here in Albuquerque, rocking a station now down there, and of course the church and everything doing well.
Church is doing great also.
How can people find information about that if they want to?
We have a website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then just go on our website.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? That's my wife.
Yeah.
I'm like a total dork on computers. What is it? Say it out loud.
CalvaryChapelSilverCity.org.
That's easy.
Yeah,
CalvaryChapelSilverCity.org. Are you going to post that to our Facebook page?
I will.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you already like us, you can check it out there as well. But some awesome stuff going on in Silver City. That's where my mom was born. So
my
mom was born there. So anytime I think about that.
You've been there for a long time then?
I've only been there once.
No, but you were in her body.
I was. But she was like born there and then moved. Yeah, I was born in like Texas. So I've only been there. Yeah. Literally, when I visited you was the only time I've ever been to Silver City.
You should come back again.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll have to do
a little live remote thing.
Out there. That was amazing last time.
Cool.
A little pancake breakfast, hang out.
Yeah.
That'd be rad, man.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, we are always down. We are always down. Hang out, check out the new station and all that.
That'd
and, of course,
sweet.
See what's going on out there.
Cool.
That'd be rad, man.
Be awesome.
All right, Calvary Chapel, silvercity.org. For details on what's going on in Silver City, which is amazing. So, yeah, we're going to play some more music for you.
How
about that? Latest from the Modern Post for you now. This one actually coming from the Mars Hill label.
Oh,
lots of new stuff going on.
I always forget. There's so many of them that I keep forgetting.
Yeah, song's called Grace Alone, and this one actually Dustin Kinstrew, former frontman of Thrice. It just like hurts me to say former.
I know.
Frontman of Thrice.
It has to happen.
I know. See you all, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
That's right, all the details of Culture Shock, MyStaticRadio.com. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm good.
All right. We have some friends in studio hanging out with us on this Monday morning.
We do.
Came all the way from Silver City to hang out.
That's a trek.
How far of a drive is that?
It's about 4 hours if you keep the law.
Yeah, there you go. Which you do because you're a pastor, which is great.
Of course.
Yeah.
And let's just put it this way. I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of police officers.
Yeah. traveling.
Between
Silver City and Albuquerque.
It's kind of a ministry I have.
Yeah. So speaking of ministry, you have a school. You have a radio station, a church out in Silver City. How can we be praying for you? What can we be doing to come alongside Silver City?
I think just like with every church, you know, there's always your battles that you have.
Yeah, man.
And so just to keep us in prayer that the Lord will keep us focused on Him and that we'll do what He wants us to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And that we'll stay the course.
Now, Silver City, small town. So
yeah, it's about 12,000.
Small town problems?
Yeah, it is. You know, when something happens, you know, it's just like a smaller pond. If you throw a rock in a little smaller pond, the ripple effects are quicker.
Yeah.
And so, if something happens, you know, you know, everybody knows about it in town.
Right, right.
You know, so, that's one of the challenges of living in a small area.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So. Wow. All right. So we can definitely be praying for the church and for the school. And
that'd be a great
place. You guys have a school out there all the way up through high school.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. How long has it been, Diaz? 8 years?
This is our ninth year
now. Yeah. Okay, rocking a school.
So we've had how many graduating classes about?
Actually, only had
three graduating classes.
Okay,
so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, and you got a couple high school students with us today.
Yeah, my daughter Ariana and Sophia and Michael are here with us.
All right, hanging out.
Yeah,
gonna go see the sights of Albuquerque. You guys, excited? Have you guys been to Albuquerque many times before?
Yes.
Okay. So you're less excited or what? I sound so bored. Not that bad.
I used to live in Edgewood, and every time my mom be like, "We're gonna go shopping," for groceries. I'm like, "Look, can I go?" All I wanted to do was go to Albuquerque.
I want to escape this little place.
Yeah, wow. I wasn't a small town girl.
Yeah,
it was difficult. For me.
See, I lived in Las Vegas, New Mexico. We would go to Santa Fe for bigger things, you know. And so that was always an adventure.
Ours is like Las Cruces.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far away are you guys from Las Cruces?
About an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so it's not too bad.
That's not awful.
No.
I guess I didn't realize that. It is
tough. Yeah. You go there and go to the mall, you know?
It's
we don't have a mall. Our mall is the Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, that is.
I know.
Yeah, we had a Walmart. That's what we had.
Yeah.
That was the big deal.
Yeah.
Don't worry. They're not selling amazing things at the mall these days. So.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I was at the mall yesterday with my family, and I felt like I was on eBay in real life because it was just the weirdest things. So be prepared.
Yeah, you guys were talking about eBay stuff this morning.
Yeah. Sugar gliders.
She's our eBay person.
Sugar gliders. Yeah. The little animal thing,
with
flying squirrels. They're selling those in the mall yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At a stand.
What do you do with that?
Right next to the guy who's trying to straighten your hair. Right next to the guy who's got a bunch of different oils to sell you.
Yeah, sure.
Or one
of these bands that I got tricked into buying.
Oh.
Yeah. See?
To make me super strong.
See? Oh, yeah.
See?
Makes me better golfer and everything. Supposedly.
Really? Yeah. Nice.
That's what they told
How
me,
much
but it didn't work.
How much did you drop for that $900? $900? That's about what that's worth, right?
No. Yeah, that's right.
It makes
it
you
was
feel 15 better.
Bucks.
Yeah.
15
see?
Bucks, man, down the for a piece of rubber thing. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's supposed to make you faster and stronger.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It works. Don't worry.
So we're just preparing you guys now. When you go to the mall, there's going to be a lot of that.
A lot of tricks.
A lot of those peddlers, yes, of things.
Watch out for for the tricksters.
Yeah, exactly. Selling weird things. Yeah. Now, apparently, animals, monkeys, sugar gliders, you know.
I'm like almost wanting to go get one.
No!
Because one, there's sugar gliders, and that's so cool. But also because otherwise they're going to end up in somebody's house and they're just going to die.
Yes, this is true.
And I feel so bad.
So, which is probably how they get people to buy them.
Right,
because
exactly.
They make you think that, oh, they need a home. Which they do.
They do.
Because they were just hanging out in like their pockets. I'm not kidding.
Can I bring it to work if I get one?
No, you cannot bring it to work.
Okay, well, you brought a rooster to work one time, or a chicken.
No. Somebody gave me one as a gift.
That was funny.
I did not keep it.
Yeah,
so
well, it was in the office.
It was the worst. Yeah, it was a weird day. Weird
really?
Day.
You actually had a...
Yeah, I really had a listener. My wife, we grow our own vegetables.
Really?
We're like, yeah, she loves it, so she's trying to be all organic, and she wants chickens.
Uh-huh.
And she checked all the regulations and where we live. We can have chickens and all this stuff, so... somebody one day
took that to heart.
Brought a box and I opened it up and this rooster came claws
really?
First like out at me.
Oh yeah. Wow.
So that there was a rooster cool. in the office that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still have him or
no,
did you eat him?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, I put him back in the box and Leah, she used to do overnights here. She went off to Tennessee actually to go to college. But when she was here, they have a farm.
Oh,
and so I said,
you donated
here you go.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Here you go. Have a rooster.
Sweet.
So it was awful. So and my wife's to this day
funny.
Still bummed because she wants chickens.
Oh, does she still?
Yeah. Are you guys like in Silver City? Is there like a whole lot of like weird farming natural?
You know, so in the city limits, they have those same kind of rules where you can't have certain ones. But the other morning, I heard a rooster crowing. And
really?
Like, someone's breaking the rule. Yeah.
So
I'm glad it's not too close to the house because they're kind of annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Really annoying.
Yeah.
They don't
you can't
stop.
Just
they
hit
don't...
the snooze button.
Right.
Oh,
no,
they
no.
don't crow just once. It's over.
Over and over and over again. Yeah.
No, thank you. No, thank you. 8:37 now, Monday morning. We're going to keep the music rolling for you. And, hey, we're talking with Pastor Joe out in Silver City, New Mexico. So, CalvaryChapelSilverCity.org for all the details on his fellowship. In fact, we posted that to our Facebook page. Want to just, talk more about our translator cities and getting more involved in the community. And I love it. I love that you guys are here today.
Yeah.
So
great
rad.
To be here.
I know, man. Haven't seen you in a few years. It's good. It's good. You know what else is good?
Music?
Yes, the Temper Trap.
Oh,
I wake up to this song specifically every morning.
Really?
Yeah, this is my wake-up song. It's like the nice little transition into awakeness.
That's a good. It's a good song
it's
for
good,
that, actually.
It's a good jam, bro.
I'm imagining it.
Yeah, there
yeah.
You
it
go.
Wouldn't scare me or make me hate the song.
Song's called "Sweet Disposition." Steve-O and Mitch
in the morning.
Static Radio. Oh yes.
I just got the best news ever.
Yeah, this day is looking good.
Yes.
Just got a text from our dear friend Andrew Schwab, frontman of Project 86. He's actually going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
They have a new record releasing Manana. So we'll be talking to him for New Music Tuesday.
But guess what?
Yeah. Record came in today. And I called. I wanted to call and ask and make sure. Because we do something
so
called
kind.
Cover to Cover every single Monday morning at 9 a.m. And this morning we are going to premiere the brand new Project 86, Wait for the Siren.
Yeah.
In its entirety.
What's crazy is that we had some good suggestions.
We did.
But we just got this.
We had some really good suggestions right up until Project 86 sent us their record early and said, hey, you can play the whole thing if you want.
So cool.
So we're going to. You're going to hear the whole record.
We're kind of like breaking news, all the news forecast stations and everything saying, bring it to you first. Well, we really are.
Yeah, we really are. So get ready to tell everybody, Project 86 fans. And Project 86 actually going to be here coming up at the beginning of September.
Yes.
Yeah, Freedom Fest warm-up for you. You can check out all the details on that at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But really, really excited to listen to this record. I haven't heard it yet.
I'm excited, too.
So this is their first indie-style project.
I like the one that we're playing now, so I'm excited to hear the rest of the album.
Yeah, Fall Goliath Fall, first track on the record, actually.
So
good way to kick off the record. You guys have heard that one before. We actually premiered that for New Music Tuesday a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a month ago. I don't remember. In fact, gave away downloads of that song for free.
Yes,
exclusively
they did.
At Static Radio. And already got copies of the record to give away. We'll be doing that for New Music Tuesday tomorrow,
woo.
Hanging out with Billiam, our music director, and of course Andrew Schwab from Project 86 is going to be hanging out with us as well. And we got a bunch of copies of the new P86 to give away, but we're going to premiere the brand new record before it releases coming up at 9 a.m. You definitely don't want to miss that.
No.
All right, coming right back, Ethan Luck, my buddy Ethan. He was just here.
Yes.
Took some incredible photos of my family.
Because besides being an incredibly talented musician, he's also an incredibly talented photographer.
Right?
I saw those pictures and I wanted to cry because they were so good.
Yeah, he's brilliant. So he's also working on a solo project right now, Ethan Luck in the High Pressure System. And we got his single coming back with that. In fact, he's working on a new record. We'll be talking to him as soon as it's finished.
That's
but, you know, he's in Reliant K. He's a photographer.
He's busy,
he's
kind of
busy. So it's a slow process for him. But as soon as it, you know, it progresses along, we will talk to him as well. But don't forget, 10 minutes away, we'll be premiering the brand new Project 86 cover to cover.
That means the whole thing.
There you go. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right, it is 9 o'clock, and I don't think I could be more excited than I am right now.
Me too.
Our dear friend, Andrew Schwab from Project 86, he's going to be joining us tomorrow morning for New Music Tuesday, hanging out with us.
Which is exciting.
We'll be playing a new track for you. But not going to be new to you if you hang out with us this morning. We do something every single Monday called Cover to Cover. And our buddy Andrew Schwab sent over copies of the new CD. Wait for the siren. We have a bunch of copies, like physical copies in our hands.
Yeah.
We're going to be giving these bad boys away mañana.
And they look cool, too.
Dude, the art is incredible.
That looks amazing.
I am a fan instantly.
Like World War II.
Yeah, it's really fresh. So check it out. Project 86, brand new record called Wait for the Siren. And as I said, we'll be talking to Andrew tomorrow. You can get your questions in now for us. Why not? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You posted that thing about the new CD, so maybe people could just post there if they're listening.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
I hope
there you go. So premiering the brand new Project 86 record. It doesn't even release till tomorrow, but that's how we do.
Yeah, you know, we're just really cool like that.
You know, or we just get permission from awesomer people, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. Here it is in its entirety, the brand new unreleased Project 86, Wait for the Siren. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. And there it is. In its entirety, Project 86, Wait for the Siren, cover to cover. That was amazing.
That was a pretty epic ending, too.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. If you missed out on it, well, you're just going to have to wait till tomorrow because the record doesn't come out until mañana.
Yeah, and I feel like we aren't giving the whole CD justice by playing Fall, Goliath, Fall because it's like the whole thing is a story,
it seems like.
Yeah,
it really is. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. We're going to have copies of this record to give away to people.
To people.
Yeah.
You.
To multiple people.
Yes.
Yes, to a few people. We will also have our dear friend, Andrew Schwab, frontman of Project 86. Ooh. He's going to be hanging out with us tomorrow as we talk about the new record. Wow, dude.
That was a fast show, too.
That was rad. I know. I can't believe it. We've been here 4 hours.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy, yo. Mm-hmm. So we're on out of here. As I said, tomorrow, don't forget Andrew Schwab, Project 86, talking about the brand new record, Wait for the Siren, which comes out tomorrow.
And you might not be able to hear it any other way, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Tune in tomorrow.
Tune in tomorrow for that, and that is it for us. We're on out. If you missed any part of the show this morning, had some fun.
Yeah.
Had some guests from Silver City. Pastor Joe came in with his fam and some students,
yep.
Which was very, very cool. And also talked, you know, about cell phones and eBay, and
mm-hmm.
It was a crazy morning.
Yeah.
It was Monday.
It was like a noodle. Just
lots of fun.
Went everywhere.
That's right. Exactly.
Does that make sense?
I guess. Okay. I don't even know.
Never mind.
Pasta analogies. I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, cool. Sweet. All right. That's it for us. We're out. And Adri making her way in next.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Peace.